Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. Last week, we began discussing the fact that this is a very powerful time of year for all of us on this planet. And this week, I'm going to share some additional information that's being given to us by the Company of Heaven regarding the amazing opportunities that are being presented to us during this mystical month of May. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and remember, you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, let's breathe in deeply and rhythmically, in and out, going within to the divinity of our hearts. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every other man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, rhythmically and deeply, as this sacred fire flows from your heart into the heart of every other man, woman, and child on earth. The power and might of God's divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which all of the powerful energies bathing the earth during this wondrous month will assist humanity with a shift of consciousness and the transformational process that is unfolding day by day as the patterns of perfection for the new earth begin to tangibly manifest in the physical plane. This is a very powerful time, and we don't want to miss it. So I'm going to share with you the information that's being given to us now by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. I'm going to repeat a little bit of what we shared last week so that you'll have this complete, comprehensive picture of what is actually occurring this month. May is a very powerful time of year for all of us on the planet, and we're being given some amazing opportunities during May of 2013 to add to the light of the world. Our I Am presence, the God self within each of us, is intervening in our lives in new and profound ways. This is due to the incredible shifts of energy, vibration, and consciousness that have been taking place within every person's earthly bodies since the beginning of this year. Since the birth of the new earth, which took place in the realms of cause on December 22, 2012, our I Am presence has been raising the frequency of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies exponentially. This is greatly accelerating our physical transformation from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. Now our I Am presence is more accessible to our outer consciousness than ever before. This is allowing us to more tangibly work with the new fifth-dimensional energies that are bathing the Earth. I would like to share some information that is being given to humanity by the Company of Heaven regarding the opportunities that are being presented to us at this time. The divine intent of this information is to help all of us take full advantage of the powerful energies that will bathe the Earth during this mystical month of May in 2013. May has always been considered a mystical month because of very powerful activities of light that take place during these times. These events are orchestrated by Saint Germain and Mother Mary. So I'll begin with Saint Germain's activity of light. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. This year, Saint Germain and his legions of the Violet Flame will bless the Earth with an unprecedented influx of the new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. This is a frequency of the violet flame that reflects the perfect divine balance of our Father Mother God's infinite perfection. This year we will experience this sacred fire in frequencies beyond anything we have ever been able to receive. The Ascended Master Saint Germain has been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of the violet flame to the conscious minds of humanity. In the heavenly realms, he is known as the Son of Freedom, and he has volunteered to sustain the violet flame on Earth for the benefit of all life evolving here. In his exalted service in the heart of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, Saint Germain is the keeper of the violet flame. In this octave of his divine service, he sustains this gift from our Father, Mother, God for all of the sons and daughters of God throughout the universe. During this critical time on planet Earth, Saint Germain is working with the support of the entire Company of Heaven. Every adept, avatar, Buddha, saint, and Christed being that has ever walked the Earth is helping Saint Germain in his endeavor to assist humanity and all life evolving here to integrate the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the recently birthed new Earth. Due to the incredible changes that have successfully taken place within humanity's earthly bodies this year, we are now capable of assimilating higher frequencies of the violet flame than ever before. Beginning May 1st, Saint Germain, in unison with the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the violet flame, began magnetizing from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God, the most intensified fifth-dimensional frequencies of the crystalline solar violet flame that humanity and Mother Earth were capable of withstanding. The beings of light associated with this sacred fire are breathing this unfathomable violet flame into the divine matrix of our Father, Mother, God. The divine intelligence within this sacred fire has been waiting for this opportunity to assist humanity in transmuting our human miscreations back into light since the initial impulse of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with the violet flame have volunteered to sustain these intensified fifth-dimensional frequencies of the crystalline solar violet flame throughout the rest of this year. Their goal is to help humanity to transmute the maximum negativity from our human miscreations in as short a time as possible. This accelerated purification will greatly assist in paving the way for the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to be magnetized into our daily lives. In order for this wondrous facet of the divine plan to be God victoriously accomplished, however, Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame must have our help. In alignment with universal law, The call for assistance must always come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for these powerful frequencies of the violet flame to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, they must be drawn through the heart flames of people abiding on the physical plane of Earth. Even though Saint Germain and his legions of the violet flame are committed to being the open door for these incredibly powerful frequencies of the violet flame, unless this sacred fire is drawn into the physical plane through the heart flames of embodied light workers, we will not have access to its transmuting power on Earth. This means, once again, that we're being called to a higher service. We're being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven if we will be willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the open door through which this magnificent violet flame will enter the physical plane of Earth. This is not a monumental task. It is simply a matter of each of us invoking these new frequencies of the violet flame through our I Am presence and decreeing them into action through our heart flame. In a minute, we'll have a guided visualization which has been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us receive the maximum benefit that cosmic law will allow from this amazing fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame that is bathing the Earth at this time. We'll join together with lightworkers all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness, and together we'll bring this energy into physical manifestation for the benefit of all humanity. Now, there's another very important activity of light that takes place during the month of May involving Mother Mary and her Temple of the Immaculate Concept. Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Concept in the inner realms of light is open for the entire month of May. During this time, our I Am presence has the opportunity to take us to this temple in our finer bodies while we are sleeping at night. Now, this may be a new concept for you, but there is no such thing as our soul being unconscious. When we lay our body down to rejuvenate it through sleep, our I Am presence escorts us into the realms of light in our finer body. Once we are there, we have the opportunity to learn new things and to benefit from the gifts of light that are being administered to humanity by the Company of Heaven. If when you go to sleep at night, you ask your I Am presence to help you remember when you wake up in the morning the experiences that you had in the inner planes while you were sleeping, you will gradually become aware on a conscious level of what you are learning during your nightly travels. This year, Mother Mary, in unison with the feminine aspect of our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, is providing humanity with a powerful gift that will help us to transcend the distorted and painful patterns of the old Earth. This gift from on high will allow us to more effectively integrate and secure into the physical plane the patterns of oneness and reverence for all life associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new Earth. Mother Mary said that this divine intervention will help us to manifest our newly birthed renaissance of divine love in tangible and profound ways. During the entire mystical month of May in 2013, when we are escorted into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart, she will invest us with the most powerful and healing frequencies of transfiguring divine love that we are capable of receiving. Mother Mary said that this unprecedented gift of transfiguring divine love will heal humanity's wounded hearts in ways that will enable each of us to release and forgive the pain and suffering we have created, either deliberately or inadvertently, throughout our myriad lifetimes. Mother Mary's activity of light, which will be working in harmony with Saint Germain's gift of the intensified frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame, will help us to transmute and transcend humanity's past transgressions of the laws of love and oneness in miraculous ways. Now, another gift that will be occurring during this mystical month is a new moon solar eclipse, which will bless the Earth on May 10th, 2013. The added influx of light we will experience from this powerful celestial alignment will greatly enhance all of the activities of light taking place during the month of May. This will be an important time for each of us to redouble our efforts and to add to the light of the world with increased invocations of the violet flame. Another event will be the Goodwill Festival of Humanity, which will be celebrated during the full moon lunar eclipse that will take place on May 25th, 2013. The third full moon festival of spring is celebrated during the full moon that occurs in the sun cycle of Gemini. This festival is known as the Goodwill Festival of Humanity. During this full moon, the divine love of Christ and the divine wisdom of Buddha, which have been building in momentum through the first two previous full moon festivals of spring, are intensified and greatly expanded through the mental and emotional strata of Earth. This influx of light enhances humanity's ability to unify our hearts and minds with the divine heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. As this influx of light adds to the gifts of Saint Germain and Mother Mary, the light of God will increase on earth exponentially. Now, let's join together for a fifth dimensional invocation of the crystalline solar violet flame. This is an invocation that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven that will expand this gift of light that is flowing to the planet from Saint Germain and all of the legions of light associated with this sacred fire throughout the rest of this year. They have increased this violet flame to the intensity of 1,000 suns. Through this invocation, it will be stated in the first person so that you will experience this activity of light personally and tangibly, but know that you are serving as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. So as you invoke this gift of the violet flame for yourself, you are simultaneously invoking this sacred fire on behalf of all humanity. Through each person's I Am presence, this violet flame will respond in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So breathe in deeply now and go within to the divinity of your heart. Know that you are joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are participating in this activity of light with you. Joining with us now is also Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with this violet flame. Also joining with us is our Father, Mother, God, and the entire Company of Heaven. As one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now begin. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I am the open door for the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the crystal and solar violet flame, which are more powerful than any human miscreation. I am inbreathing this crystal and solar violet flame into my heart flame, and I am breathing the sacred fire out through my heart flame to bless all life on earth. As I breathe the violet flame into the physical plane of earth through my heart flame, Saint Germain and the legions of light associated with the violet flame expand and expand this gift from my Father, Mother, God until it is pulsating with the power and might of 1,000 suns. I now decree that this exquisite violet flame instantaneously transmutes the human miscreations affecting every person, place, condition, or thing on earth. Whether these painful experiences were created consciously or unconsciously, in the past or the present, through obvious choice or through karmic liabilities, I decree that the violet flame transmutes every electron of precious life energy that is in any way blocking or preventing the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Now, through the heart flames of all humanity, Saint Germain and the legions of light who are associated with the violet flame begin to blaze and blaze and blaze this violet flame with the intensity and power of 1,000 suns through humanity's human miscreations, as I decree. Beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life and every experience is a healing, loving benediction. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of the I Am Presence. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religions and spiritual teachings, until divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood is tangibly manifest, and a renaissance of divine love is the order of the new day on planet Earth. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, genuine caring, compassion and healing are manifest realities for every person. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and all of the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution and every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. And beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy associated with the nature kingdom, the animal kingdom, the elemental kingdom, and the environment of Earth, until all are purified and the perfection of the fifth dimensional new Earth is a tangible manifest reality in the lives of all humanity. Beloved ones, I accept and know that this activity of the violet flame has been secured through every person's heart flame by his or her I Am presence. This sacred fire is now increasing daily and hourly with every breath I take, until this earth and all life are manifesting the perfection of the new earth. Beloved Saint Germain, beloved legions of the violet flame associated with this sacred fire, I accept that this activity of light has been secured through every person's heart flame to increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow throughout this powerful year of transformation. We accept that through each person's I Am presence, with every breath they take, this activity of light, the light of 1,000 suns, will be intensified and exponentially expanded. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Precious heart, just for a moment, feel this light flowing through your heart flame and the heart flames of all humanity. In your mind's eye, see this planet pulsating in her rightful place in our solar system as a blazing amethyst sun of this violet flame. Moment by moment, transmuting these human miscreations, those past, present, and future that are created through the misuse of our precious gift of life, the lack of awareness of humanity, either deliberately or inadvertently, through our free will choices and our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories. This is a perpetual, ongoing process, more powerful than any human miscreation, that is moving this planet forward in the light, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, beloved one, join with me and lightworkers around the world as we take a journey in consciousness to amplify Mother Mary's activity of light that is taking place this month. We are going to ascend through a visualization that has been given to us by Mother Mary into her temple of the Immaculate Heart. This temple is pulsating in the realms of God's infinite light. So once again, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel yourself secured through the full divine momentum of your immortal victorious threefold flame, the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, will, and authority, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, adoration, and reverence for life, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom, enlightenment, and illumination. This free threefold flame is the perfect balance of the Holy Trinity, and it is expanding now to envelop our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Once again, I will state this invocation in the first person, but together we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. As beloved Mother Mary invests me with this unprecedented gift of transfiguring divine love, she simultaneously invests all humanity with this precious frequency of love from our Father, Mother God. On this sacred and holy day, through each person's I Am presence, this transfiguring divine love will be assimilated in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. And I begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I breathe in deeply, and as I exhale, I am completely relaxed, releasing any stress or tension that is contained within my body. I am harmony, balance, and infinite love. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of light by my I Am presence, which prevents anything from interfering with or distracting me from this sacred activity of light. I breathe in deeply again, and as I do, I enter the divinity of my heart flame. There I kneel before the altar of love, and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality, my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now brought into perfect alignment. and my energy, vibration, and consciousness are accelerating into higher frequencies of vibration than I have ever experienced. I become aware that I am ascending through a mighty shaft of light into the realms of illumined truth. In the blink of an eye, I find myself present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. For a sublime moment, I absorb the wonder of this magical place. Gradually, I become aware the beloved Mother Mary is standing beside me. And I realize that I am now standing in front of her magnificent crystalline temple of the Immaculate Heart, which pulsates in God's infinite realms of light. Mother Mary beckons me, and together we ascend the steps of the temple and pass through the massive golden doors. Mother Mary takes my hand and escorts me through her alabaster hallway into a resplendent sanctuary of light that exists in the center of this magnificent temple. Pulsating in the center of this sanctuary is a huge crystalline lotus blossom, and blazing as the stamen within the center of the lotus blossom is a beautiful Madonna blue flame with a white radiance. This is the flame of the Immaculate Concept. The flame of the Immaculate Concept is a flame from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God that pulsates with the divine blueprint, the full divine potential within every facet of life throughout the whole of creation. Beloved Mother Mary is the keeper of the flame of the Immaculate Concept for planet Earth. It is through this sacred fire that she sustains the Immaculate Concept and the Immaculate Heart within all of the children of God evolving on this planet. As I stand in the central chamber, this magnificent sanctuary with Mother Mary, she points out to me that there are four smaller chambers at the cardinal points of this massive room. Each of these chambers has a smaller crystalline lotus blossom with the flame of the Immaculate Concept pulsating in the center as the stamen of these flowers. Mother Mary once again beckons me and asks me to enter the flame of the Immaculate Concept that is blazing in the large crystalline lotus blossom in the central sanctuary. And I gratefully, with deep humility, respond. As I enter the scintillating essence of this sacred fire, I begin to experience the vibratory rate of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being accelerated to frequencies beyond anything I have ever experienced. I become aware that my consciousness is being lifted up, and I am able to perceive more clearly than ever before the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept of my earthly bodies. This blueprint is a template for my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light body. Pouring forth now from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God is a tremendous shaft of light that is pulsating with the gift of the flame of transfiguring divine love that Mother Mary is investing humanity with this sacred and holy month. Within this sacred flame are the divine qualities of healing, restoration, transformation, and transfiguration. This shaft of light is descending into the flame of the Immaculate Concept within the lotus blossom in the central sanctuary, and it begins blazing in through and around my four earthly vehicles. Once my vehicles are bathed in this sacred healing unguent, the shaft of light expands into the four chambers at the cardinal points. Mother Mary reveals to me that each of these chambers is dedicated to the transfiguration of one of my four earthly bodies. The chamber to the east is dedicated to the transfiguration of my emotional body. The chamber to the west is dedicated to the transfiguration of my mental body. The chamber to the north is dedicated to the transfiguration of my etheric body. And the chamber to the south is dedicated to the transfiguration of my physical body. Now, Mother Mary directs me to consciously project my emotional body and all of my feelings and emotions from all time frames and dimensions into the flame of the Immaculate Concept that is pulsating in the crystal lotus blossom, in the chamber at the cardinal point to the east. The flame of transfiguring divine love with the divine qualities of healing, restoration, and transformation blazes in through and around my emotional body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection within this vehicle. My I Am Presence now projects the divine blueprint for my emotional light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth-dimensional, crystalline, emotional, solar light body. Mother Mary now directs me to consciously project my mental body and all of my thoughts from all time frames and dimensions into the flame of the Immaculate Concept within the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the west. The flame of transfiguring divine love and the divine qualities within it of healing, restoration, and transformation blaze in, through, and around my mental body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection within this vehicle. My I Am Presence now projects the divine blueprint for my mental light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth dimensional crystalline mental solar light body. Mother Mary now directs me to consciously project my etheric body and all of the memories and records of the past from any time frame or dimension into the flame of the immaculate concept within the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the north. The flame of transfiguring divine love and the divine qualities of healing, restoration, and transformation within this sacred fire blaze in, through, and around my emotional body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection within this vehicle. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my etheric light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth dimensional crystalline etheric solar light body. Mother Mary now directs me to consciously project my physical body and every cell, atom, gland, muscle, organ, and function of this vehicle from all time frames and dimensions into the flame of the immaculate concept within the crystal lotus blossom in the chamber at the cardinal point to the south. The flame of transfiguring divine love and the divine qualities of healing, restoration, and transformation that are blazing within this sacred fire now pulsate in, through, and around my emotional body, transmuting every trace of imbalance or imperfection within this vehicle. My I Am presence now projects the divine blueprint for my physical light body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern, transfiguring this body instantly into the immaculate concept of my fifth dimensional crystalline physical solar light body. Now, one by one, I magnetize my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies back into the flame of the immaculate concept within the lotus blossom in the central sanctuary, where they are brought into perfect alignment. First, my physical crystalline solar light body. Now, my etheric crystalline solar light body Now, my mental crystalline solar light body. And finally, my emotional crystalline solar light body. Through my I Am presence, Mother Mary now seals the frequency of these perfected vehicles within the gift of transfiguring divine love that she is investing me and all humanity with during this sacred moment on earth. With the completion of this activity of light, I gently return my consciousness to the physical plane. Within the physical plane, my I Am presence now seals this activity of light within the core of purity in every electron of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional earthly bodies and the earthly bodies of all humanity. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and begin breathing normally. For a moment, I just relax and allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, as you're assimilating this energy, I'd like to share with you that beloved Saint Germain has given us a gift of visualization of this magnificent violet flame that's being expanded on Earth at this time. The intent of this visualization is to help us be able to resonate with these higher fifth dimensional frequencies. A wonderful artist and light worker in France has worked with Saint Germain to bring this energy into the physical plane, and he's given her a vision of this crystalline solar flame that is pulsating with the scintillating fifth dimensional frequencies. This vision was projected from the realms of illumined truth and magnetized into the physical plane by Dominique Claire Germain and a wonderful graphic artist that she works with in France. By focusing on this image when we're working with this violet flame for the rest of this year and continually until this completion of the transformation is fulfilled, and by having the image in our homes and our places of work, we'll be reminded throughout the day that we are the open door for this gift from our Father, Mother, God. As the radiance of this divine image resonates through our environment, we will experience a shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that will help us to quickly transmute our human miscreations. And this will clear the way for the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our renaissance of divine love. So if you're interested in seeing this magnificent art and possibly purchasing one of the posters, you can go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. Dominique has copyrighted the poster so that it will not be altered or changed in any way. But if you would like to have a copy of this magnificent violet flame poster for your home or office, it is available on our website. eraofpeace.org. From the home page, just click on the products link and then click on the celestial art link. I'm so grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity during this monumental time. Beloved one, please join with me again next week for another activity of light as we add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cotarobles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.